Now I'm going to preach. You blame the 9 o'clock for that because they got me all stirred up. Genesis 21 and verse 1, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Bible says, "And the Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised." I want you to read it out loud with me if you don't mind. "And the Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised." Now, I want you to do it one more time, but I want you to change Sarah to your name, okay? Because we're going to learn how to pray the word today. "And the Lord kept his word and did for Tony exactly what he had promised." I want to preach to you today from this subject, trust God with the details. Father, I thank you for this house. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I thank you that there's a strong witness of your spirit, and I thank you in advance for your healing power that's going to work in this house. In the name of Jesus, and everyone said, Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. It's not every year that I feel that the Lord has given me a theme or a corporate word for the year. I don't get that every year, but I really do believe that God has spoken to me about the year 2025. And I'm careful with corporate prophecy because everyone in the room is living through something different. Everyone in the room has a different prayer request. Everyone here, what you're going home to is different than your neighbor. And so I'm cautious when it comes to a corporate prophecy. And I sought the Lord and I asked him, I said, "Lord, I don't want to just go and say, you told me, and release this word and not consider the people." And he said, "This word will apply to those that will come into covenant with my word. For those that will agree with the word, this will become their word in 2025. So I'm going to read you what I believe to be the word of the Lord for 2025, and then I'll leave it up to you whether you come into covenant with the word or whether you decide it's not for you, but it's for your neighbor. The Lord told me that the year 2025 will be the year of answered prayers and the year of breakthrough. He said that December 2025, you won't be praying the same prayers that you're praying in the month of January. He said by the end of December, you will be rejoicing, shouting, and dancing because the Lord will not only hear your prayer, but he will answer your prayer. He told me to prophesy to the Hannahs in the room, the proverbial Hannahs that have been praying and praying and praying, yet seeing no breakthrough, seeing no answer. To prophesy to the Hannahs that pray and intercede and have even hurt at time, and they've been praying for months and months or years and years, and nothing has changed. He said, but you prophesy to the Hannahs and you tell them that this is the time to get the crib ready because the miracle babies are on the way. He said, you are to tell the Hannahs to build the silos because abundance is coming in their direction. You tell the business owners to start working on new logos because I'm sending new streams of income. He said, tell the artists to put paint to paper and words to paper, for I'm sparking new creativity that they have not had for a season. He said, and this is the one that really stuck out to me. He said, you tell the moms and the dads to start washing the sheets and washing the comforter and fluffing the pillows because I'm causing your children to come home in this season. The wayward children, the ones that walked out, but the ones that have a covenant over them, for you dedicated them at an altar to the presence of the Lord. He said, start fluffing the pillows because I'm going to cause your children to come home, for this is the year of breakthrough, saith the Spirit of God. This is the year, a landmark year that you will look back on and you will say, that's the year when everything changed. That's the year that healing finally came and restoration finally came. That is the year that everything that was wrong was made right. The year that debts can be demolished. The year that the blessing can finally come my way. It is the year that what God has been building will be completed. It'll be the year that you go from being next in line to the front of the line. And the Lord said, tell my people that I will flex my mighty right arm in 2025, and I will overwhelm them with my goodness, my grace, and my mercy, and my abundance. And by the time I get done, all they'll be able to say is, to God be the glory for the things that he has done. Now that word applies to those that will come into agreement with it, and your agreement will be known by your praise this morning. If that's your word, I would praise God and say, that's my word. Lord, I thank you. This is the year of the answered prayer. This is the year of breakthrough. This is the year that my eyes are going to see what I've been praying for a very long time. This past Wednesday, I was preaching in Covington, Georgia. We went into an extended revival, started Sunday and kept on Wednesday. And Wednesday, when I was getting ready to come to the pulpit, I heard the Lord speak to me again. He said, tell the people to pray with their eyes open. I used to get in trouble for praying with my eyes open. I used to get, that was, if it was time to pray and I had my eyes open, I'd get the Holy Ghost tune-up. You know what I'm talking about? They used to get you right here in the side. Woo! And you just close your eyes. But the Lord said, pray with your eyes open. He said, I want you to be expecting what you've been praying for. Pray and expect that it's going to be there by the time you get done praying. And so all, hallelujah, every day since Wednesday, all day long, I've been praying with my eyes open, believing that what God said he's going to do is going to be mine. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord for 2025. God is going to do it. Now, the second part of this word is you're going to have to trust God with the details. You're going to have to trust God with the timing and the circumstance and the situation. In these first 19 days of January, first 19 days of the year, I've already seen God do some incredible things. We saw cancer healing just last Sunday. My brother called me from Chicago a few days ago, and he said, Tony, we have had so much happen in the first 2 weeks of January. He said, I've never seen so many miracles all at once. I've never seen God do so much. He said, if it was the whole year, this would be a lot for a year, but it's just in the last 2 weeks, he said there was five different families that have court cases, and all five of them have attorneys that told them that they needed to prepare for the worst. But when they went to the courthouse and the judge heard the case, the judge ruled in their favor. He said, Tony, all five families, he said, we've had more people healed in the last 2 weeks. We've had God do things. And I said, Andrew, it's the year of the answered prayer. It's the year of breakthrough. I can't explain it. I don't know why God put his favor on this year. All I know is I'm thankful that some things that I've been believing God for 3 years, some things I've been interceding for, some things that have kept me up at night, some things that used to produce me stress are the things I'm about to be shouting about, because God said it's the year of the answered prayer and breakthrough. And I'm here to release that word over you that come December the 31st, 2025, you're going to be shouting, rejoicing, and dancing because God's going to answer your prayer. Come on, praise him this morning. But on the road to the answered prayer, we're going to have to make a decision to leave the past in the past. Because you might not get all the answers that you wanted. You want to know why and how come and how dare they and who do they think they are? And he never told me he's going to give you all those answers. But what he did tell me is he's going to answer and solve the problems of the righteous. Let me give it to you this way. I lived in this area for 15 years. I lived in Tidewater. I lived in Virginia Beach. I lived through 4 hurricanes in those 15 years. The worst thing that ever happened to me was one time we lost power for about a day. Now, knowing that I'm in Tidewater, I understand that there's people in the room that have lived through a lot worse, and so I'm very sensitive to that. But I'm saying my experience with hurricanes, I lost power one time for one day. Never did I ever think that moving to the Smoky Mountains, where I now participate in the Witness Protection Program, never did I think that up there in the Smoky Mountains, hanging out with Brother Davy Crockett and the guy, they told me this morning, I keep saying David Bowie, but they said that's not the one that made the knife. Whoever made the knife, you know what I'm talking about? Jim, Brother Jim Bowie. So Brother Jim and Brother Davey and I, we all, you know, we're out there chilling in the Smoky Mountains over there. I used to call them the Appalachian Mountains, and now I find out I live in the Appalachian Mountains. So over there with the Appalachian people in the Appalachian Mountains, never did I think I was going to ever be affected by a hurricane until September 2024. When a hurricane came through North Carolina and Tennessee, and if you drove by where we live, you can still see the devastation from the highways. And one of our kids was driving home from school and hydroplaned and had a catastrophic type of an accident in the car. The interesting thing is, if you look at the outside of the car, there's no damage. There's no dents. There's no scratches. It was just all the insides that had gotten messed up. There's some people in the room I'm preaching to today by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord. You look good. You look sanctified. You look prosperous. But I'm dealing with the insides today. I'm talking to some people that have been carrying wounds and carrying battles and internal petitions that you don't even make known. When they come and say, does anyone have a prayer request? You have to wait for when they do the special unspoken and let it be known by the lifting of the hand. And that's when your hand goes up. I'm talking to the people that look good on the inside, but they're wounded on the they look good on the outside, but they're wounded on the inside. And so that car had to be towed to a mechanic, and it sat at that mechanic for 3.5 months. And every Monday, I'd call. How are we doing? Oh, we're getting there. I think by Monday, you'll be ready. I heard that in September, October, November, and December. Every time. And now, I'm going to brag on myself, okay? But I'll let it be confirmed by my wife. I behaved so well the last 3.5 months. I never let any of my Chicago, Latino, you know, whatever's on the, I never let it show. I was a Christian the whole time. I tried my best Brad Strobel impersonation. I was cool the whole time. It'll be ready Monday? Great. Thank you very much. I'd take a lot of deep breaths and just, I'd have to hold it back, but I didn't want to offend anyone. I mean, I was as Christian. I was so Christian, Joel Osteen would have bought my book. This is my Bible. I am what it says I can. I can do what it says I can. I never let them see the real me. 3.5 months. Waiting and waiting and praying and praying and waiting and praying and waiting and praying and nothing. And then they called December the 22nd. Mr. Suarez, it's ready. And I got my son, and we drove, and we were excited. I was really excited because it meant I was going to get my car back, hallelujah. And we get to the dealership, and we turn the car on. Oh, right before I turned the car on, they had asked me to pay. And something said, test drive it first. I said, I'll pay right after the test drive. Well, thank the Lord that I waited to pay, because when my son turned that car on, it was banging and a clanging as bad as it was when the tow truck dropped it off. And at that point, Joel Osteen left the room. Hallelujah. At that point, Tony Bandana came out. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to tell you what I said, because I've had communion 7 times since that day, and it's under the blood. Glory to God. Plus, Brother Jackson's listening, and I don't want to corrupt the evangelist over there. But I might have said some stuff, glory to God. And I said, how and why? And it's been 3.5 months, and you've had the car, and you could have done this. It looks like you haven't done anything. And the man said to me, we're going to need a little more time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wonder I'm still saved right now. You need more time. You've had 3.5 months. And the manager came out and he said, sir, there's no excuse, but you just got to give me a little more time. So 2024 ended and I still don't have the car. And I'm having PTSD to other experiences I've had with cars, and the car's just broken. And here I am sharing a car again. And then January the 3rd, I get a phone call. It's the manager. Mr. Suarez, I'm not going to make any excuses. What happened to you is wrong. Shouldn't have taken this long. He said, I need you to know there's some people that no longer work here. And then I feel bad. You know, I don't want anybody to lose their job. But there's some people no longer work here. And there are no excuses. But I want you to know that I've personally test driven your car. I took your car 20 miles up and down the road. There is nothing wrong with that car. Everything is fixed. I'm telling you, Mr. Swires, you have my guarantee. Everything is right. You have nothing to worry about. I promise you when you come, you're going to be happy with the car. And so on that word, my son and I went to pick the car up. And on January the 3rd, there was no noise coming from the car. On January 3rd, the car was driving real good. He was right. He fixed it. But there's this thing called flesh that even though it was finally fixed, there was a part of me that still wanted to go down the road of why did it take so long? And can I get some free windshield wipers? There's a part of me that can't just say, it's fixed, let it go. There's this flesh that I deal with that still wanted to contend for why it wasn't fixed in 24. And I'm be honest with you, because this is how the Lord deals with me. The Lord had to deal with me on January the 3rd and say, maybe I let you live through what I have you prophesying to people. Because there's going to be people in the room that are hurting because of 2024. They're going to be hurting because of 2004. And they still are in counseling because of 1994. But you're going to tell them that 2025 is the year of answered prayer. But their flesh is going to wake them. Their flesh is going to bring up all the hurt of 24 and 04 and 94. And you're going to have to tell them that they got to leave 94 in 94. They're going to have to leave 04 in 04. I don't know why it took so long, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why you had to live through everything you lived through. But I want to celebrate that 2025 is the year of the answered prayer. And it's the year of the breakthrough. I'm not going to have an answer for every detail and everything you've lived through. But praise be to God that when God said now, everything wrong was made right. And in the name of Jesus, that's about to be your reality. I don't know if it's January, February, or August. But before December 25, you'll be shouting and dancing because it's the year of the answered prayer. Someone give God praise in the house. But you got to trust God with the details. Because if you're like me, you'll want to know how and when. Sister Shiloh's sitting in the room. She boycotted the first service. So we were fighting this week, but she's in the second service. This just happened last week, but this happens often. I'm not going to look at my wife or at Sister Shiloh for a little bit. I am very particular. I like things a certain way. And I travel for a living. 3-4 churches a week, and so there's a lot of travel, whatever. And Shiloh has been cursed with keeping my travel schedule. And every now and then, it'll get real overwhelmed with a lot of airplane tickets and a lot of hotels and sometimes trains and sometimes driving and all this stuff. And it just happened this week. I said, look, I got to be in 5 cities in 3 days. Just buy all the tickets. Just make it happen and then just let me know it's done. And I won't bug you again. I won't call you again. Just make it happen. 15 minutes later, I called. Hey, which plane am I going to be flying on? And how long is the layover? What city am I laying over in? Am I sitting on the right plane because on the right side of the plane? Because you know I'm claustrophobic. I'm not going to look that way. I have trust issues. I got to know all the details. I got to know how long the layover is. I got to know where I'm sitting on the airplane. I got to know what city we're connecting in. I need to know. And then we can put all the work into doing all of that and say, I'm just going to drive. You see why I'm not looking that way? Ask my wife what it's like living with me. Shoo. I know it's tough because there's this intent. I got to know. I'm not good with open-ended. What's going to happen? When? Where are we going? Let's go to dinner. Great. Where? What time? Do we have reservations? How many are going? Where do you want to sit? She's like, God, I just wanted food.
It's hard for me to trust people with details because I got to live through it all. And that's how some of us are with God. We don't trust God with the details very well. We don't trust him. We think sometimes we have the audacity of thinking he needs our help. There are, and thanks be to God, there are hostages being released today in Israel. And we thank God for peace. Amen. But I want you to know that there is an Israeli-Palestinian conflict today because Abraham didn't know how to trust God with the details 6,000 years ago. And so he birthed an Ishmael rather than just trust God for the Isaac. And I've learned in my life, I've created most of my own monsters because I don't let go and just let God do what he's supposed to do. I can't trust him with the details. I think he's so busy taking care of Russia and the Ukraine, and I think he's so busy taking care of this and that that he might need me to help him with this. And then I create a bigger mess rather than just trust God. And this season, God is going to teach you to trust him with the details. God did something huge for me this past Wednesday. Something I've been believing God for a few years now. I mean, I've been believing God. And this Wednesday, it came. It was a major breakthrough. And it didn't look anything like I thought it was going to look like. It didn't happen the way I thought it was supposed to happen. But when it came, it came. And thanks be to God, I didn't mess up the details. I trusted God. I trusted God. And I'm going to continue trusting God. This is a season where you're going to have to trust God that your healing is coming. And it might come through a doctor. It might come through medicine. It might come through the prayer of faith. But when it's all said and done, God's going to get the glory because he knows what he's doing with your life. This is a season where you might have to take those children and be a Hannah and say, Lord, I give them back to you. I trust them in your presence. I trust them in your care. I don't know what's going on, but I trust you. I trust you that you're going to get a hold of my wayward son. You're going to get a hold of my wayward daughter, and you're going to have to trust God with some details. I remember when I was growing up in the church, and by the way, I hope you've taught your children how to come to an altar and get a hold of God right here in this altar, just like God used to get a hold of us. But I remember when we would come to the altar, I had some friends in the group, in my Sunday school group, that when they would come to the altar, their mom or dad would put their ear right up to hear what they were praying. Mom and dad wanted to hear what they were praying. Hallelujah. I thank God my mom and dad didn't really do that to me. They would bring me to the altar. And I really do feel to tell some moms and dads, introduce your children to the altar. And you might not know exactly what they're praying for. You might not know exactly what they're struggling with. But what you do know is the God that did it for you 30 years ago. The God that gave you a breakthrough 40 years ago is the same God that'll get a hold of your son or get a hold of your daughter in this altar. You got to trust God with the details. Trust God that he'll visit your children in the wee hours of the morning. Trust God that he'll visit them in visions and in dreams. And the same God that convicted you will convict your children. I'm believing God. I wake up every morning and I say, thank you, Jesus, that this is the year of the answered prayer. This is the year of breakthrough. And I'm not going to get stuck in the detail. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I'm just going to stand still, hey, and see the salvation of the Lord. Because I know that I know that I know God's going to make a way. Praise him if you believe that. So the Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he promised. I've been claiming that verse since I found it earlier this year. God, I thank you that you're keeping your word and that you're going to do for me exactly what you promised you're going to do for me. I claim it every day. Lord, I thank you because he's a word keeper. He is a word keeper. We have trust issues. Do you know that's your only responsibility to the word? Trust the word. Trust him with the details. We have trust issues. That's why we have caller ID. That's why you have a Ring doorbell. My God, you can't even just have a doorbell. You got a Ring doorbell. You be sitting on a beach somewhere on vacation looking at the mailman delivering the mail at your front door. Why are they lingering? Because you ordered too much on Amazon. That's why they're lingering. We got trust issues. Who's at the door? What? Let someone ring your doorbell and see what happens in your house. Which one of you acts like Mrs. Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver? Oh, there's someone at the door. Let's see who it is. That doorbell rings and you go, I mean, people hit the ground. Just... closing mini blinds. Climbing through that house like it's Navy SEAL training. I mean, you're just to get up and peek. Man, it's your dad. Go open the door. We got trust issues. Let someone put something in front of you and say, I guarantee it. Most people say, yeah, right. We got trust issues. And the thing is that we're bringing the trust issues from what the world has done into our relationship with God. And God says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I don't know if I can trust that. I'm not a man that I should lie. I don't know if I can trust that. We have trust issues with the details. Sarah, when she heard she was going to have a child, she laughed. I preached about that in this church before. She laughed. A silent laugh. I mean, she's a lady. You know, when you laugh and you kind of... I'm not talking about that Portsmouth laugh. I'm talking about that Virginia, you know. You know what I'm talking about. She laughed. And she said to herself, how could a woman like me enjoy such pleasure when my man is so old? She's not even taking the blame, y'all. She's like, I could if I wanted to. I just don't know if he can. And now I understand why at the beginning of the story, God shows up to that house and he says to Abraham, where is your wife? And Abraham said, oh, she's in the house. And you know what God never said? He said, go get her. I want to talk to her. Now, let me ask the ladies in the room. If the Lord himself were to visit your house today to say that you're about to get pregnant, would you not like to be in that conversation? Amen. I don't have any prophetic word for you, sis, but I'm going to tell you. But I looked just in case I felt one come your way. Oh, she said, what did you say? She said, he's dead. He's dead. My God. Lord, send another one. Okay, stop. I'm preaching. Don't you think that don't you think she should have been in the conversation? And then it occurred to me why she was left out. God knew she couldn't handle the details. She couldn't handle the conversation. God knows what you can't handle. And there's details he will leave out. Not because he's trying to play a game with you. But I think I read somewhere that he won't put a burden on you that you can't bear. There are some things we have had to live through that if God would have come down and told us we were going to live through it, we would have gone crazy. We would have lost our mind. But God was saying, you're just going to have to trust me with the details. I'll be with you through the valley of the shadow of death. I'll be with you at every time. I already told you I was a friend that sticketh closer to a brother. I told you that there's power in my name. I told you there's power in the blood. You might not have all the details, but you got enough information on God that you ought to be able to trust him with the details. Come on, somebody. You know enough about God. You can trust him with the unknown things of God. Or you could be like Abraham, which is more where I think I kind of fall in. And be like Abraham and think you got to fix it all for God. But whether you're a Sarah or an Abraham in the story, I got good news. When it was all said and done, the Bible says, and God did. The Lord kept his word, and God did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. I'm believing with all my heart that you are going to see with your very eyes God do everything that he promised to you. You're going to see God answer that private petition of your heart. I'm talking to someone that you've been praying for this 10, 11, 12 years, and you've gone so long without seeing an answer that at this point it's not even one of your top three. You still pray about it, but it's not in the top three. But God says, I never forgot. God says, I knew. God said, I've been waiting because I knew the right time. I knew the right moment. And 2025 is the year of the answered prayer and breakthrough. And this is the year that I am going to overwhelm you with my goodness, my mercy, and my grace. Hallelujah. Brother Jackson, come here for a minute. I need you to help me. Hold on right there. I'm going to get you something to give me. Bring this and go stand in front of the pulpit. Because this is how a lot of people come before the Lord. Hold that up. That's your prayer life. Oh, God, I need you to take care of this. I need you to take care of that. And oh Lord, my child. And oh Lord, this. And oh Lord, that. And oh Lord, I can't. This is every time you pray that prayer. This is the situation. Okay? This is the condition. This is the thing. And this was Breaking Barriers camp meeting right here. And this was last year. And this is the tent revival when Brother Ted came. And this is when Pastor Hans preached. And this is the last time Suarez was here. And this is when I went to the other camp meeting. And oh God, and I've been praying. And Lord, I need you. Ooh, hold on. Lord, I've been praying. Lord, I trust you with this situation. In Jesus' name, amen. Go sit down with the box. And they'll take that same burden right back with them. So you got all these prayers you've been praying. Come back, Brother Jackson. But you've never been actually able to actually trust the Lord and let go of the box. Give me the box. And say, Lord, I'm leaving it here with you. Go sit down. This is what God is requiring in 2025. Lord, here's my son. I lay him on the altar. Lord, here's my finances. I lay it on the altar. Lord, my marriage, my money, everything I'm going through, Lord, it's not doing anything good in my hands, but I cast it upon you, Lord, and I am going to trust you that you, oh Lord, are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Give it to, I think they used to tell the church to let go and let God have his way. And in 2025, if you can put it in the hands of God, God will give it back to you better than it ever was before, because it is the year of the answered prayer and breakthrough. And I think you ought to praise God right now. Hallelujah. Stand with me in this house, if you will. Musicians, if you'll join me. Brother Jackson. Clean up in aisle 9 here, please. Hallelujah. That's a good boy right there. Whew. One day I'll say I knew him when. It's the year of the answered prayer. It's the year of breakthrough. It's the year that God makes wrongs right. Sunday I was in Covington. When people were answering the altar, I heard the Lord say, I heard the word metastasized. And I heard the Lord say, tell them that the next time they go to the doctors, it will be unmetastasized. That was Sunday. There was a woman in the service who had that prognosis, that diagnosis. Unbeknownst to us, she had a doctor's appointment on Monday. She went to the doctor and then called her pastor. She put it all over Facebook. She said, the doctor said, I don't know what happened. I don't know how this could have happened. But what was metastasized is no longer metastasized. Ooh, how could that be? It's the year of the answered prayer. It's the year of breakthrough. Now, God did that miracle for her in 24 hours. I'm not going to promise you that God's going to do everyone's within 24 hours. But what I do know is that if God did that for a little lady in Covington, Georgia, God will do that right here in Elizabeth City. He'll do that in Portsmouth and Hampton. He'll do it in Virginia Beach and Norfolk and Suffolk and Pocosin and wherever else you live. You just got to know that if God did it for one, God will do it for all. And he told me to prophesy to the body of Christ that this is the year of the answered prayer. This is the year of breakthrough. And I'm trusting him all the way through. I'm trusting him with the details. Hallelujah. And my eyes are going to see, your eyes are going to see some of the greatest miracles that we've ever seen in our lives. Some of you old timers, you seasoned saints, get ready. It will be like the days of old. Hallelujah. It'll be like the days of old. Your eyes will see. You will be overwhelmed by all you see. I believe in the Spirit that there will be more healing testimonies that come out of this church in 2025 than what you've seen in the last few years. I believe it'll be like a Joel chapter 2 moment for this house. God will restore years that the cankerworm ate away, years that the swarming locust and the hopping locust took away from you. You'll watch in this year, you'll watch as things just start coming back and start rebuilding and start regrowing. You'll have more healing testimonies. In fact, I hear the Lord said, you won't have to go outside the walls to see it. I'll do it right here inside of these walls, for I'm causing this to be a year of grace, favor, blessing, and abundance for the people of this house. It is the year of the answer, prayer, and breakthrough. You just got to trust God. You got to trust God with the details. You got to trust God that he knows what he's doing. Hallelujah.
Hey, it's such an honor to have you join us for service. I pray the word was a blessing to you, and I pray you avail yourselves to the resources we have online. And if you're ever in the Elizabeth City area, or I mean Outer Banks or Tidewater, Virginia, make the drive. Come visit us one Sunday. We would love to welcome you here, and you can experience this yourself. As one man used to say, can't be explained, can only be experienced. There's some truth into that. Anyhow, thank you for watching. I pray the Lord will bless you and that you grow in your faith and fulfill the call that God has on your life. We here at Fountain of Life love you.